Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Producer and artist Jonathan Wilson is our guest today. His latest album, Fanfare, solidifies his position as a proponent and fan of the Laurel Canyon sound from L.A. in the 70s, with collaborations and contributions with old-school musicians such as David Crosby, Graham Nash, Jackson Browne, Mike Campbell, and Ben Montench from Tom Petty's Heartbreakers, and newer players like Father John Misty, Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes, and Patrick Sansoni from Wilco. He and his band play in front of an audience at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, and we begin with this performance of Faison.
A good baby.
That is the one song on Fanfare, the new Jonathan Wilson album that he had no hand in writing. He has a couple of co-writes with people like Roy Harper on the record, but that is the one cover song called Fazon. And Jonathan Wilson, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hey there.
And thanks, Dee. It's so great to hear this great band, because when I hear your albums, and particularly this one, which is so broad in its production and just nuanced and all that, I kind of cross my fingers and say, is he going to be able to carry this stuff off live?
Right.
And you've really made a real effort to be able to do all this.
Yeah, and that's like expanding, you know, from town to town. We're adding bits and bobs, you know, so.
That song that was in the midst of your set on stage at World Cafe Live, when I heard the record, I was just listening. I wasn't looking at anything. And I went, God, I know this song. I know this song.
Yeah.
And it is from a pretty darn obscure album that came out in the early 70s from Stop With Camel. And it was unlike anything Stop With Camel had done. It's called Fazon, and I wonder where you discovered that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got turned on to that song on, there's a highway up above Santa Barbara that's called the Chumash Highway. It's, uh-huh. it's a super a scenic, mystical drive that I made there one night with my friend Andy Kabik,
right.
the singer.
Right.
And he turned me on to that song and like the album, and I was so struck by it, you know.
Good record. Good record. Yeah. And a great tune. And it really works well with your music on here. Is it hard to find a place for something like that when you're kind of surrounding it with your...
It's something that I've done on these last two albums is to have a cover song.
Right.
And so, yeah. So that's... I would like suppose it, you know, like a bit of a tradition to continue myself, so...
I kind of tried, probably not very well there, to describe the sound of the album Fanfare and what people are going to hear today. And I know it was all made analog, and you've got a great group of people on here with your great band, and you know, help from other folks from another generation and from this generation. You got people like Graham Nash and Cross and Jackson Brown. In fact, you did the album in his studio, Mike Campbell, people like that. But... could you kind of describe the emotional terrain you were trying to kind of get into with this record?
Yeah. Like a big part, you know, of the album was based around a 9-foot a Steinway that I got. And so that kind of became definitely the soul, you know, of the whole thing. And that was sort of like in the middle of the studio, which is for the tracking, which is my house, right? But I mean, I would think that I was kind of trying to to mine some love songs, you know, that are like contained there, and you know, like so that's, you know, that probably would be the beginning of the album, and then it spans into more sort of abstract mysticism on a good day.
So. right. Let's go back to the stage and hear this version of another one of the new songs live on stage at World Cafe Live. This is Future Vision.
Thank you. transform this communication now. Forever is a soaring bird you can barely see. She lights up the room, and her walls are hung with tapestry of who she's been. Yeah, sometimes they fall. You know what? Everybody falls.
Jonathan Wilson on stage at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia with a great band, Richard Gowan, Dan Horn, Omar Velasco, and Jason Berger. A lot of the people who made this record, of course, on Fanfare, Jonathan playing a lot of the parts as well. How much has your outside production work kind of affected what you do with your own work? I mean, you've done some really wonderful records. The first Father John Misty was one of my, you know, favorite albums in a long, long time. And I know you just finished up one with him.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so Well, we'll
that one's all done. I mean, you know, that side of it, like for me, is such a blessing. You know, in that I get to like experiment. You know, and I get to gather sounds. You know, and I get to try things.
Mm-hmm.
Like without the the impending doom of like my own album and stuff. So things that I get to, you know, skills that I get to hone and stuff. And, you know, and just the things that you like obsess on, just, you know, from drum sounds to piano techniques and, you know, things like that. But so that, you know, like to get to, like to be able to stay in the studio, you know, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
For me.
But you don't get a Jonathan Wilson sound necessarily. You really do spend time with people and get sounds right for them.
Like for sure.
You don't. It's not like you're...
Yeah, because that always looked like to me was slightly strange when a producer has their like stock sound that you know.
Yeah, it doesn't respect the artist in a lot of ways.
Right.
Let's go back to stage because you did a particularly inspired version of "Dear Friend." I thought we'd we'd hear that.
Everything.
Live from the stage of World Cafe Live, that is our guest today, Jonathan Wilson, and his band with another song you will find on Fanfare, the new album. That is Dear Friend. Great song. And Jonathan, I'm glad we finally got a chance to talk to you about this record because it's a great one.
Thanks a lot.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.